Hey, Chris.
Hey, good morning.
We're not here to talk about snow or delays or freezing anything or watches and warnings. It's kind of nice, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, that's great. We're glad that's all behind us, hopefully.
Well, we have to talk to you in the guts of it, and we have to talk to you when it's done. And do you have any money left? Let's start there.
yeah, we really didn't do too bad this year with the winter. All in all, it was a pretty decent winter until that last stint that hit us mid-February through early March. So it wasn't terrible. Our utility bills, we were able to buy our natural gas last year. We hedged it. So we bought it when the price point was low. And it
did you call
us
T. Boone Pickens for this? Now, my silly question will be, what does natural gas run in a school mm-hmm. system for people that don't, like me, that don't understand that?
Oh, gosh. So we buy it in terms of decatherms.
Okay.
And
which I don't have a clue what decatherm is.
Deca means 10, Keith.
10 therms?
10 therms.
Okay.
Like a bundle.
And, okay.
And we have two different accounts that we purchase, our larger accounts, which feed our high schools, and our smaller accounts that feed the smaller buildings. And it runs about 12 cents a decatherm right now is what we paid last year.
So that's heating your buildings?
That's correct.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. So it's not like a furnace you have at home or a coal-fired. If
no,
it was 1800, that would happen.
Yeah, so most of our schools run off of boilers. And then we do have the Fairview Elementary, which runs off of geothermal. It's by far our most efficient building. And it does great year-round.
We do the same thing on our gasoline for our buses, too, Chris. We buy in advance.
That's correct. We purchase those.
Diesel fuel and gas, yeah.
We hedge those, and we were able to do that this year as well. We purchased well in advance through February of next year, so we were able to utilize those low costs and hopefully save money. It's a gamble, but you hope that fuel prices, I always want fuel prices to go down. But
Buy low.
But I think we've seen the lowest we're going to see for a while on diesel fuel and gasoline.
Right. Hey, I drive by Binford and Rogers, and it looks pretty good over there. What do you have left to do?
So this year at Binford Rogers, we're going to do phase two of that project, which consists of the main parking area between the two schools.
Right.
And we're going to completely
put in the new
that.
Parking lot. So you're talking about the existing parking lot.
That's right. Okay. Yes, the existing parking lot's going to basically be milled up, restructured. Hopefully, address those safety concerns that
that's the
that
big
we have.
Thing there, Chris. It's the safety of the students.
That's right. Yeah, it's with the current setup, where it's just there's no structure to keep cars where they need to be. You have parents that want to drop off their students. You have parents that want to go into the schools. And then you have traffic going through there. And our biggest concern was, as congested as that area gets, if there was ever an accident, whether it be a student getting injured mm-hmm. in the building or on the playground, there was really no way to get a emergency vehicle back there during the drop-off or pick-up times.
Okay.
So we've really tried to figure out how we can better distribute those parents and the vehicles that are parked for employees or guests or whoever might be in the building. And then we're also going to the west side of Rogers, which there's a little parking lot over there as well, and we're going to restructure that to allow a little bit better flow and provide some more parking spaces for our staff members.
So everything will be done by the time school starts next summer?
That's the plan.
Okay.
The project's scheduled to start back up as soon as our staff members leave this year. So.
Okay.
Somewhere right around the 1st of June. And,
now, we came through the winter in pretty good shape, so what's going to happen in the summer when the students aren't around? A lot of work to be done?
There is a lot of work to be done. We have lots of sidewalks that need to be either milled down or taken up and replaced that have heaved or cracked. Lots of potholes this year.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing a lot of paving, trying to get everything back in order, going through all of our buildings where after every winter, we always find lots of leaks in our roofs. So we're going to go through and try to patch everything up the best we can and just do an overall revamp and get everything ready for next school year.
Now, is there something wrong with the air conditioning at South? Something about putting chillers in?
We are. We're currently replacing the chillers at South, and what we ran into at South High School was the chillers that are in place, they no longer make perks for them. So we've been running at about 70% capacity at South High School with the cooling system.
Mm-hmm.
So the only way to really get the cooling that they need was to replace the chillers.
Okay.
So we that should be done here in the next couple of weeks.
Now, I'm an old guy, so I can't remember the names of some of these things, but we have we had a special contract for energy savings and things like that. How are we doing as a school system with all of the energy savings we put in place?
You know, we're making a lot of progress. So we were a part of the energy education program.
Right.
We just completed the program, but we're still continuing to do the work and look for options to save. And I think Dean Wolanczak gave a presentation a while back where, you know, the utility costs are still going up a little bit, but our savings, we're making efforts in every building to reduce the amount of electricity we use in gas and water across the board. And we're switching some, as we replace fixtures, light fixtures, we go to LED fixtures, which are much more efficient. We're looking at ways that for more efficient toilets and urinals to reduce the amount of water we use. But all in all, our costs are going down. Over as a corporation, we're saving money, we're reducing all
yeah, what about
utilities.
The kids running, installing the floor down there at South that's going to get the electric bill down? What are they?
Oh, the blocks.
The pave gen.
Yeah.
Everybody should have that in their classroom, right?
Yeah, that'd be great if we could put that everywhere. We'd be.
But are those things you look towards in the future where, hey, we're going to try it here to see if that works and if it's economically viable? Is that something that goes into your master plan for down the road?
That would be fantastic. I just, you know, the technology for the pave gen, and that's what they explained in the school board meeting last week, is that the concept is there and the company that's planning to use it, it's not economical right now for
we'd have to have a facility like ours. A little bit more than a bake sale to cover the cost of that, right?
Right. But, you know, there are options that we're exploring, you know, to try and reduce as far as maybe using hand dryer as opposed to paper towels or water bottle refillers instead of using plastic bottles. You know, we're trying to use materials that have recycled content in them. So we're really exploring options that we can.
Are you trying to tell me the state's not giving you any more money to keep up with your budgets, and you have to find creative ways to get around that while helping the planet?
It's just doing our part.
Look at that. He was good there. He didn't take my bait on the no funding for schools. Hey, Chris, great job as always. We appreciate your time. We know you've got a busy spring and summer ahead. We'll get caught up with you before school gets started next year to hear about all the improvements and all the new stuff going on. Good luck with your concrete and milling and parking lots and everything as well and everything. Keep everything cool with the chillers, will you?
All right. Sounds great.